Here we go. From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
Is it me? Am I old? But this Afterpay thing, the whole buy now, pay later, seems to have come from nowhere and exploded in a way that most of us went, what the hell happened there?
Yeah, absolutely. It's pretty windy out there this morning, and the winds of change are blowing across the buy now, pay later sector in Australia, Mike. Yes, I mean, those are very pertinent observations. I mean, we've talked about the phenomenal growth in the sector, and in particular Afterpay, who's one of the global giants, the Australian company Afterpay now. And I think the last time we spoke, I highlighted the market capitalization of Afterpay, which at that stage was $37 billion. Now, we had a surprise announcement yesterday morning that the company, Afterpay, had accepted or agreed to a takeover deal. So it is being taken over. And this deal is remarkable, Mike, for a number of reasons. The first one is the sheer size of the transaction. The transaction is priced at $29 billion. Now, that's about $41.5 billion. So if it goes ahead, it's the biggest ever mergers and acquisition transaction ever seen in Australia. So that's pretty important. And you're right, Mike. Consider for a moment that Afterpay, the company, is less than 10 years old. So it's gone from zero to $41.5 billion. So a staggering success. Now, the buyer is US payments giant Square. They'll pay for the Afterpay shares in what we call scrip or in Square shares. So this is another reason to note the transaction, because those shares that everyone acquires by way of selling their Afterpay shares, they will list by way of a secondary listing on the Australian Stock Exchange. So potentially, over time, this type of transaction could be transformational for the Australian Exchange, for the ASX. And I suppose the final remarkable aspect is that what we call the multiple. I mean, it's how they've arrived at the price. This deal is being done at 41 times current sales, so current revenue. That's sales. That's not profit. Forget about profit. This is 41 times their current sales. So it's incredible. The offer has been made at a 30.6% premium to Afterpay's last close. Share price has been at higher levels. It closed at $114.80 yesterday. Has been as high as $160. Expected to complete early next year. And, of course, in behind, Mike, there's the story of the two founders, Anthony Eisen and Nick Molnar. I mean, it's catapulted these two guys into the realms of the incredibly rich.
Good on them.
Good on them. $2.7 billion worth of Square shares that I have at the end of it.
We'd take that. Genesis, now the carbon thing, is that a major?
Not really. So there's a couple of stories yesterday. So when they got hit with a big bill yesterday, so effectively an arbitrator has decided that they are responsible for the carbon emissions from the natural gas purchased from the Kupe field. So the seller is Beach Energy Limited, and there's been a bit of a stoush over who's responsible for the carbon emissions. Well, the arbitrator has decided that that liability is with the buyer, not the seller. So Genesis would be hit for $53 billion. So that's the liability for the carbon cost. But on the positive side, look out Dargaville, because here comes a wind farm. Genesis have announced a deal with Tilt Renewables. We've talked about Tilt a bit over the last year. So Tilt's going to build a 75-megawatt wind farm near Dargaville. Genesis will buy all the power. Wind farm is expected to start generating electricity in 2024. But I just want to join a few dots here, Mike. We had a recent announcement from a business called Lodestone. I think you might have spoken to them. They're developing a solar farm up near Kaitaia. You add that to another planned one that they're going to build in Dargaville. You've got the wind farm that we've talking about now. Top Energy also have the geothermal plant at Naffa. So what you have now is Northland not only becoming self-sufficient for power, but very likely to become an electricity exporter. That's important because it means strategically, as far as New Zealand is concerned, you've got power coming from the north, not only coming
dead
from
right.
the south.
Dead right. Give me the numbers.
Yeah. The Dow Jones at the moment, 34,960. It's up 20 points. The S&P 500, 4398, up 3. And the NASDAQ currently sitting at 14,733, up 61 points, 0.42%. FTSE 100, 7081, up 49. The Nikkei up 497 points yesterday, 1.8%, 27,781. Shanghai Composite up 2%, 3464. Good days there. The ASX 200 reacted positively yesterday, up 1.34% to that afterpay news. That's up 99, 7491. Flowed over to New Zealand. We're up 108 points, 12,703 on the currencies. 0.6972 against the US, 0.9469 Aussie, 0.5874 Euro, 0.5020 pounds, 76.19 yen gold, $1,816. And Brent crude, $72.82.
You have a good one, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.